The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Warning, the contents of this program could help you think for yourself. It's the Peter Boyle Show on News Talk 710 KNUS.
Morning, everybody. On a Thursday, the 15th day of April, used to be income tax day, and that's been moved because of the COVID, I think, till the middle of May. 710 KNUS Weather Center weather, as I said, looks like Lake Erie out there. 45 rain, snow, mix. Tomorrow we got some heavy wet snow, but that's good. It'll be great for the lawns and the trees. Good stuff. Rain, snow Saturday. Sunday, the sun peaks out a little bit. Monday, we'll go back in the same kind of weather pattern. I have tomorrow off, spring ski day at Winter Park with Gary DeFrange. In the meantime, he is the man. Please say good morning. Welcome back to 710 KNUS. Michael Roberts from Westward. There was a get-together last night, Michael, about this new book, The Holly, and Patricia Calhoun was there. And this is going to be one hell of an impact this book's going to play in Denver. Have you had an opportunity to see any of it yet?
I have not yet gotten a chance to see any of it yet, but I know about it, and I'm really looking forward to reading it. It certainly seems like an interesting subject and an interesting approach to it.
I mean, you will know literally everyone in the book, and Westward plays out in the book, and I think the author has spoken. Well, I know he's spoken with Patricia. And I think, did you get a chance to talk to him about some of the stuff they took from Westward?
I think that I talked to him on background. I don't think there was anything on the record, and I'm not sure if there are any of my pieces referred to in there. But I know Westward's work is a big part of the background of what he did.
Yeah, it really is. And anyhow, the book is entitled The Holly, and it's scheduled to drop in May, but he's going to do the radio show with us next week and then do it when the book drops. I got to tell you something, and, you know, we talk about this all the time. I mean, you and Alan and Patricia, and you guys have really, it's one thing to count on. I mean, people, I guess, when everybody's mad at you, you're doing the right thing. And, so, I mean, you ever think, like, if these guys love you, I don't want to be loved by those guys. Well, these guys hate you, that's okay. But I always like what Nietzsche said, don't tell me who likes you. And tell me who doesn't like you, then I will know who you are. And everybody's always angry at Westward. And I think everybody's always mad at this morning show. Why do you think that's true before we go to the piece that you did?
Well, I think that that's really central to Patty's mission from the late 70s when the paper started, was not to be beholden to anybody, not to feel like we can't say this about somebody or that about somebody. It's to get to the heart of the matter and to, as fearlessly as possible, share that with folks so that they know we're not pulling any punches. I think that is really central to why Westward has retained its credibility all this time, is that, you know, somebody who likes us one week may be angry at us the next week, but they that you know, we're going to give the facts as straight up as they can, as we can.
Yeah, I think that's so well said. I saw Patty last night briefly, and she said, we're talking about this new book, and she said, I don't know what part. She said Westward wants to run part of the book, and one of the things was made clear last night is the Denver Post wants nothing to do with this book. And I've been through that before, and you've been through it as well. But apparently, the old editor, Greg Moore, was there last night. I'm a big fan of his. He was actually brilliant in the meeting last night. And they know that the Denver Post wants nothing to do, and they don't believe that Channel 9 will have much to do with this book, which now makes more sense than ever. Our guest, the one and only, and his work is always the best, Michael Roberts. Your piece, I'll read the headline, 9 News parent company accused of racist behavior in federal filing. Michael, it's all yours.
This kind of flows from an op-ed that was written for us by a former 9 News reporter, Lori Lizarraga. And she was one of 3 Latinx journalists from 9 News who was let go within the span of a year. And one of them I had written about, her name is Christina Agwer, and she was a young stroke survivor, shared her very inspiring story on the air, came back strong, and then was let go. And this raised a whole series of questions related to not only 9 News' dealings internally with Latinx staffers, but also the way that the parent company, which is called Tenga and has TV stations across the country, deals with it. And in this particular case, there was an SEC filing by Standard General, which is the largest shareholder of Tenga stock. It's below 10%, but still the single largest shareholder. And they had been disturbed by a number of incidences that related to how Tenga dealt with people of color. And it flowed from an incident where Dave Lugi, who former 9 News executive, who's now the CEO of Tenga, had several years ago mistaken this very high-profile, well-regarded black journalist for the person who was supposed to park his car. And he was somebody who Tenga was going to try to put on their board, and he said no, in part because of this past incident. So all kinds of stuff came out as part of this SEC filing, and among them focused on the number of Latinx reporters who had disappeared from 9 News. So this could become a big proxy fight. There are other elements to this story that we're actually going to be reporting about in the next day or so, too. So it's far from over, and we're seeing all kinds of interesting behind-the-scenes things from 9 News and its parent company.
Our guest, Michael Roberts from Westword, one of the parts of this, and I had a chance to read it as well, and you're right. I mean, Patty decided and made the decision to publish that editorial where I doubt anyone else in town and print would have taken a shot at it. But so former 9 News director.
And we should say that Lori Lizarraga was extremely brave putting that out there. That's the kind of thing that most people in the broadcast industry would not go public with because they're afraid it's going to be a career killer.
You bet.
I'll never get hired because I'm a squeaky wheel.
Sure.
But she absolutely, you know, forthrightly came out and spoke about things that are usually whispered about in hushed tones.
Michael Roberts here. I mean, Michael Roberts is here from Westwood. You're right. I mean, you see people that will file a lawsuit, and maybe not so much, but back in the day, that's a kiss of death. If you decide, you know, we've all been fired off of jobs and seen crazy stuff happen, but one of the unwritten parts of the code was just drive on. You know, the old timers always said to me, we're like head coaches. They're hiring you because someday they're going to fire you. And as long as you know that, you're willing to play the game, but there were some internal things that we saw that the unwritten rule was don't sue, because once you sue, then you're damaged goods. And they know you're capable of suing. Why would I hire you? And
right. Yeah. And we just have written about in the last few days another situation like
that
involving Todd Romero at Altitude TV. And he actually is still employed at Altitude, but has sued, which is really rare. Usually people don't sue until after they're gone. But he's still an employee at Altitude TV, and he sued claiming not only discrimination based on race and age, he's 56, but also that he's been treated like damaged goods since he got treatment for prescription drug dependency.
Yeah, yeah.
He's basically been sidelined so that he is now almost not being seen at all on the channel. And a lot of people don't realize that because of this whole beef between Altitude TV and Comcast, a lot of people aren't getting Altitude TV at all. But he's still on the payroll, and yet he sued, which is another.
No, I was going to bring that up next because when I went into recovery, I was told by some people I respect, don't say anything. So I was sober for a year and a half before I mentioned it on the air, went public.
Mm-hmm.
That's a true story. I mean, I was told by guys, hey, well, first of all, it's crazy to proclaim your sobriety that early because you can have things can happen. You can lose it very quickly in that first time period. But just, you know, wise old hands that said, wait. And about a year and a half after I gained my sobriety, start talking about it. But no, when I saw that story again, Michael Roberts from Westwood, I thought, ooh, this guy's running a risk. Now, maybe it's different now than it was many years ago when I gained sobriety. Now it's, but I thought to
it,
myself,
it's supposed to be different, but his claim is that it's not. I mean, it is illegal to have discriminatory job practices that flow from somebody getting medical treatment, what this was. He went to get medical treatment to end his prescription drug dependency, and that's against federal law, and that's a big part of his lawsuit.
11 After the Hour with Michael Roberts from Westwood. One of the things that was troublesome is at Channel 9, the former news director, her name's Patty Dennis, is said to be an executive experienced in the letter who wore a black face to portray Michael Jackson at a company event in the 80s. That's 40 years ago. I don't know her well. Our big battle was always over Channel 9 and the Ramses and how the Channel 9 really literally climbed into bed with the Ramses.
Mm-hmm.
Patty Dennis is a good woman, and she's no, more a racist than a man on the moon. But this is this witch hunting thing that goes back. Michael, if it was in the it was 40 years ago.
And yeah, it was 1984, if I recall correctly, and we've absolutely had changing standards between now and then, and we can certainly argue, that was a stupid thing to have done in 1984, but it was also something that was not seen as as big a problem back then. Probably should have been, but was not. Today, if anybody did that, it would be a huge deal. And we just wrote about a situation with a Loveland politician, mayoral candidate up there named Don Overcash. And we had we wrote about a photograph from a year and a half ago in which he appeared as part of quote unquote Tarzan and his ape band, where a bunch of white people were wearing Afro wigs. So we're in a different territory when this is happening in 2019 versus 1984.
I agree. And Patty Dennis is a good woman. I mean, she and I, oh God, we'd battle over. I said, come on, how can you do what you're doing? And that was, back in that intense moment. But when I saw that in the letter, I thought, man, but it's the world.
Well, some of the other things about Patty Dennis and about Nine News in general are more contemporary, and some of the more interesting claims that we hear really regularly and we've written about over time as well is the sense that Latinx and other people of color in TV tend to have a limit as to how far they can go, that stations are happy to have a certain number on staff to make them look diverse, but they tend to be in minor or low profile or ancillary positions, and it's hard for them to get into a position of power. There are exceptions to that rule, and I would point to Ann Trujillo, the main anchor at Denver 7 for many years. But at a lot of other stations, it seems hard for people of color to get beyond just the, we're occasionally anchoring the morning news at 4:30 a.m.
One of the sidebars of this new book, The Holly, is how much Jimmy Walker, Dr. Daddio, sold KDKO for to Phil Anschutz. I'd never seen the number before, but you remember when they turned into the NARC or KNRC, and they tried to make a talk?
I do remember that, and I remember that the number was huge. At the time, Phil Anschutz's son-in-law, whose name escapes me right now, was wanting to get into the radio business and had a number of stations here. Real interesting guy, and gave it a good shot, and it just didn't really work out.
His name was Tim Brown, and
Tim Brown. Yeah. That's exactly right.
And they paid Jimmy $2.2 million.
Wow!
I know. I reacted the same way. And I said $2.2 million
right now would buy you about 6 a.m. stations.
I think you get a lot more than that.
Wait, there's another story, though.
This is Billy joining us. Billy, go ahead.
Because I was there when the station was being set up, and so there's another story behind the scenes that is not too well known here in town, and it has to do with the 560 a.m. KLZ signal. The powers that be behind KNRC and Tim Brown went and talked to Crawford Broadcasting about what would it take to get that gorgeous AM signal 560 away from Crawford Broadcasting. And Crawford said, it's not for sale. And they came back to the table and said, no, you don't understand. Here's a blank check. Tell me how many zeros I need to write on the end of it. And they said, it's not for sale. And they said, I will add 3 more zeros just because I like you. And they said, it's not for sale. So, yeah, that almost switched. And so because that one didn't come to fruition, they went to Daddy-O and got his station.
I'd have sold that puppy so quick. I'd have been out of there. But I didn't know that Jimmy walked away with 2.2. And until Julian and I, we spoke, and this guy's brilliant, and $2.2 million. And then, Billy, how much money did they pump in into that station before they decided to shut it down?
It was millions. I mean, I didn't see the financials at the tail end because that was a little above my pay grade. But I know the cost of the stuff that they put in. And again, they spent wisely. Mm. They spent in upgrading transmitter signal. They spent in buying another, because remember, they went from 1510 to 1150.
Right.
So they bought another signal. They then invested in an FM signal, and they invested in nice technology inside the facility. They didn't go all out and say, hey, we've got, a climbing rock wall, and we have this wonderful waterfall that sits here, and we have a Starbucks barista. But what they did have is they invested in really good cutting-edge technology. We had, cutting-edge Cisco phones. The integration of the system and how the system worked was absolutely phenomenal. They did a really good job with investing in the right technology. Unfortunately, I don't think that they had enough of the wherewithal to see the entire project through, because it takes a while for radio stations to catch fire and to get ratings.
What do they do on the signal now? It's a religious station now, or
I think so.
Okay.
I don't
know what it does now.
Yeah.
What a great radio story. And I knew what happened, when they brought the NARC in, but I didn't realize the number was 2.2, Michael, and I thought, you could buy a lot more than
right? Yeah. That group was also involved with the original Jack FM.
That's
which,
right.
Became a trend across the country for a while. Yeah. There's still Jack FM stations in some markets across the country, not here. But again, Tim Brown had some interesting ideas, and he certainly had a lot of resources that most people don't, but for whatever reason, it just didn't ever really take hold.
Jack FM was a great, did very well in the ratings, but there was a fatal flaw in Jack FM that was going to prevent it from making good money long term. It's because it was everybody's third favorite radio station. There were no, in the business, you call them P1s, which are your primary listeners. Those are the guys that are your bread and butter. And normally they're the smallest group of the entire station, but they're loyal and they're always there. Jack FM had no P1s. There's nobody that said Jack FM was their favorite. It was always the station everybody went to after their favorite stations weren't playing the songs they wanted. And so the time spent listening was very, very short because it was a car crash-based music format where songs weren't going to mesh with each other genre-listically. So it was tough to listen to at times, but that was the problem. It did okay in the ratings, but it was nobody's favorite station, so it was really hard to sell.
Billy Thorpe and, of course, Michael Roberts from Westward, Peter Boyles. And when that happened, because I'm trying to write a lot of this stuff and there's a reason for it, but there once was a radio station, KWBZ, where we all made our bones, where Berg worked and Woody Page worked, and actually Mike Rosen came in on the job, and a lot of guys. And just one day, and it was owned by John Mullins, whose stepfather started Channel 9, Mullins Broadcasting, Mullins Outdoor. And one day, Mrs. Mullins, John's mother, made the phone call and said, "That's enough, shut it off." And I think one day Phil or some friend of Phil's made the phone call and said, "Okay, that's enough. Shut it off." And those are great radio stories. And I know it happened. Martha Mullins called and said, "That's enough. Shut it off." And I think that and Phil Anschutz plays out again in the book when they buy the Holly and the money comes from the Anschutzes. I mean, I know. I love this history of Denver that we don't know about. I mean, you may, but I didn't know it. And Patricia was there last night, and she said we were talking a split second, and she said, "What part of this book should we excerpt for the newspaper?" And I thought, I don't know. I mean, there's so much, so many different avenues of stories inside of that book, but. Michael, I don't know. Final comments, your thoughts.
Well, right now, in terms of the media environment, we're having all kinds of churn, all kinds of internal disputes at stations, all kinds of dynamic shifts and changes, and we're not really seeing much of that being reported. Media organizations tend not to want to say bad things about other media organizations for fear that their own dirty laundry be exposed. And that leaves some rich subject matter for Westward, and we will continuing to write about it on a regular basis.
Yeah, she did the interview with Stefan, I told Stefan, home run. She comes on and now all these accusations about where's Kyle Clark and all this kind of stuff. And, man, once you start down this trail, it's going to be happening. Michael, as always, I know you got a busy morning. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And Mike Roberts from Westward, thank you very much. The piece is up on their website. 9 News, parent company accused of racist behavior in federal filing. Have a great day. Say hi to Patty for me, man. Thanks.
Will do. Thanks again.
All right, open lines 303-696-1971. It's interesting when the witch hunting starts. Lines are wide open. We're talking about Afghanistan, and we're talking about and things in general. It's your turn. Groundbreaking advanced FUE treatment from Advanced Hair Restoration is here in Denver, and it works. I've met the surgeons, Dr. Tanya Pauls, Farah, the woman who runs it, the men and women, the experienced team, and the state-of-the-art technology, the best of the best of the best. Advanced FUE treatment takes a day. Young men. And everybody's a young guy to me anymore, but young men who are losing their hair, and you know it. This treatment takes one day. It's pain-free. Your new hair starts growing the very, 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 very next day. 100% guaranteed. They have all the highest standards of care, well beyond CDC guidelines. Advanced Hair, you always receive the very highest standards of care, well beyond CDC guidelines. They're celebrating. They're open now. They're doing well. There's all kinds of financing deals and hair graft deals. And what I would urge you to do, let's look at the website. Visit advancedhair.com, advancedhair.com, advancedhair.com. It's the website, advancedhair.com. And it's all before and afters. Or you can call them, very private, very confidential, and very, very good. 720-459-HAIR. You could actually do it for your dad, your brother, your husband, your brother-in-law, your son, you. Somebody on the job, just be, "Hey, man, I know you might need to take a look at this. Watch your step." 720-459-HAIR. The website's advancedhair.com. Lines are open, 303-696-1971.
News Talk 710, KNUS. Listen live at radio.com. Peter Boyles. Newstalk 710, KNUS.
Stephen Tubbs this afternoon, who really does a great job on this 9 story. Your 3 out of 7, slice of heaven. I am off tomorrow. Got a good ski day, Gary D and I, and tomorrow Jimmy's got the show, and I'll be back on Monday, 710 KNUS Weather Center weather. Well, look out there, and it looks like, it really does, it looks like Lake Erie or Buffalo or Pittsburgh. And then we got heavy, wet snow, which is all good for everybody, make kind of a interesting morning drive, but it'll turn around, and all of this is good stuff. 303-696-1971, spent a lot of the day talking about China Joe ending the war in Afghanistan with a, you know, telling lies about lies to end lies, and getting your thoughts on that. And just overall, open lines, looking for a great selection of glasses. Here we go. Alan Stack, Stack Optical. Tomorrow is a skitter day, and I think we're going to ski in the snow. And so I've always struggled with skiing and eyewear. And if you're a skier, you and wear glasses, especially weird glasses. You understand? He made me prescription ski goggles. And tomorrow I got a real good, I got a real hunch I'm going to be dropping those babies. And I got motorcycle glasses, sunglasses, glasses I got on right now. And I had to get a lens change, and it was just wonderful. And I went over, and they went through the eye doc thing. And then they made the lenses. I went over, just popped them out, put them, new ones in my frames. Stack Optical, Alan Stack. They have the on-site labs, perfect for any repairs, new lenses, quick turnaround time. Stop by and get your new glasses at Stack. Now, here's the payoff. Located 2233 South Monaco Parkway. It's South Monaco and Evans. And they lock it down. And you call them up. Call the man, 303-321-1578. 303-321-1578. And make an appointment. For real, I mean, I've been there 4 times now in 2.5-3 weeks. You got to park, and then you walk up, knock on a door. They see you. They unlock the door, let you in, then they lock the door again. It's like a speakeasy or something. And then there's nobody in there. And it's all COVID-proof, and they've all had their shots. And just do it, man. You and the significant other can come in. You can visit them online at stackoptical.com. But the cool thing is make that appointment, 303-321-1578. 303-321-1578, Stack Optical. All right, 303-696-1971. And we've been talking about, well, actually it's the end of it, and Joe Biden, the part of this that I don't understand is why they choose 9/11 as their get-out day. Remember, Donald Trump had May 1. And so this morning, we're watching Fox News, we're ready for the gig. And they have, here they come on. Here comes all the neocons, and they're all upset, attacking Joe Biden for leaving. Get out. Get out now. Go home. Don't come back. When I'm asking you, I mean, knowing how politics works and how Fox News, and interesting with the things Robert Spencer said, Donald Trump's plan was May 1. They were going to get out by May 1st. And you wonder if Donald Trump were still sitting behind the desk, would Fox News and these neocons been attacking Donald Trump for leaving? And I think maybe they would have. I don't know if they'd have done it on Fox. They might have gone to CNN or might have gone to MSNBC. But this is a story of the deep state, foreign policy, but lie by lie, how the United States goes to Afghanistan and goes to Iraq. And what have you learned? So one of the questions I asked yesterday morning, and it's worth asking again, what have you learned? What have you learned about U.S. foreign policy, the State Department, multinational corporations, George W. Bush, who now is going to appear this weekend on one of the nets, and he's going to talk about his greatest regrets. And you know what George Bush's regret is? He didn't get citizenship for illegals. It's despicable. I mean, that tells you who these people truly are. If there was ever a family that you could say, well, who are the deep state people? The Bushes. And if you go back in time, and as a little geeky reader, and you go back and say, you know, well, what was the predicators? How did this start? Well, we've always talked about the neocons, but something called the Project for the New American Century. Who founded it? Dick Cheney and his daughters out attacking this morning. Scooter Libby, Donald Rumsfeld, Jeb Bush, Paul Wolfowitz, all the other neocons. They went at the time, and Bill Clinton was president, and they went to Bill Clinton to demand the removal of Saddam Hussein. And I'll give you one of the great Dick Cheney's things. He came across This is Uncle Dick Cheney when he was running Halliburton. Remember he's running Halliburton? The good Lord didn't see fit to put oil and gas only where there are democratically elected regimes friendly to the United States of America. And so it goes, as Kurt Vonnegut said, the lies of George Bush. And now, even now, it's like a laugh where Joe Biden declares that it's time to come home. And there's historians, they call these generational wars, and it's the wars of imperialism. But it is amazing to watch all of this happen. All right, we go to Jim. Jim, you're on a radio show. Good morning.
Good morning, Peter.
Hey, man.
I just wanted to chime in there. You know, like you're saying, Fox News is having a conniption concerning pulling out of Afghanistan and that. I just want to kind of tell you, those are the people like the Liz Cheneys, the Lindsey Grahams. They never supported Trump. Those are the establishment people. And those people probably have not found a war they don't like. Fox News is not. I mean, you know, the populist people that supported Trump wanted out of these wars, and he's the one that brought the Republican Party to that point. And they're not going to support anything Trump does going in the future as well. Fox News said.
I wonder. By the way, it's a good call. When Donald Trump, one of the many reasons I voted for Donald Trump was Donald Trump said, "I'm going to end this." And one of the ways that remember he put Jeb Bush in the corner. He said, "Give me the reason why your brother." And he pushed Jeb Bush into debates. And for 7 days, Jeb Bush gave seven different answers about Iraq. And one of the promises that, although he never did it, he said to me, he said, "You elect me, I'll tell you who really knocked those buildings down." It was the Saudi Arabians. And things, I mean, there was not an Afghan on those airplanes. There was not an Iraqi on those airplanes. Saddam had nothing to do with it. But they did this horrible war that ran for 20 years.
It'll go for another 20 if the establishment I listened to Robert Spencer. Great. You know, you have wonderful guests. But you know what? Why are we poking a stick in Putin's eye on this? I mean, the fact of the matter is, you know, what are we doing? I mean, it just seems like everything we do is not to our benefit. And it's to help certain companies and establishments get rich.
Well, ask yourself.
But America doesn't benefit from these wars.
Joe, I mean, I now have come to the belief from reading and listening and a little bit of travel that the first Gulf War was for the oil companies, that the United States military. What did any American citizen give a flying leap at whether or not Saddam went into Kuwait? Who cared? What did that have to do with you? Or your son, your daughter, your brother, your dad, your mom. Not nothing. But they sold it. They told lies about it. It's interesting. And there's a book entitled The Lies of George Bush. And they told this story. And later we find out it was the Kuwaiti ambassador's daughter. And they tuned her up and she testified before the Senate about how she witnessed Iraqi soldiers going into hospitals in Kuwait, taking babies out of incubators and smashing them on the floor like firewood. Was a lie, totally manufactured lie. And there's no free press. There's no women's rights. There's no election. It's run by an emir. And so when the U.S. invades and pushes Saddam out, what did that have to do with you? Nothing.
It was a certain group of people that wanted that to happen because they could make profits off
of
it,
course.
Obviously.
But they sold it to you.
So many things are being sold to us nowadays.
You're smart. You're really smart. Now, I'm watching China Joe, and it was a prepared tape. He didn't do it live, which, of course, tells you all kinds of things about how the mission is completed. What mission?
Well, the fact is that at this point, to be honest with you, I agree. They're not going to get out. I think he's just putting it up because there is a pressure out there that he needs to put something out there. I think China Joe is just a puppet anyway. I really think behind the scenes, this is Barack Obama number two. So,
well, there's every belief. Sure.
There is a lot of the people that are in his administration that came from the first.
Well, they're retreads.
Here's the fact. Harris was Barack's pick. He touted her in the beginning. he could not get her in through the way that he wanted to, and he brought her in through the back end. This is Barack Obama pulling the strings on all of this stuff.
If you look and see Susan Rice, I mean, they're all back. And
right.
And if you look at it, and there's people that critique it, and certainly not original thought, but they say this is the third term of Barack Obama.
Correct.
And you know, there's every reason to see it that way, but then it goes, but, dot, 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 dot. And,
well, I mean, he's on steroids, Barack Obama on steroids, because he's brought all these extremists as well in there. And, you know, the reason he got in, Biden got in the first place is that, you know, Obama was able to pull in the Southern when they did the primaries in the South, and he was able to pull some strings there to get that to happen. He was dead. He was a dead man walking. Biden.
Joe, of course.
He was not going anywhere.
But you couldn't front Bernie off. That wasn't going to work. You couldn't front off Buttigieg. That's not going to work. You couldn't front off Kamala Harris. And so Joe Biden is a Trojan horse. And everybody gets inside. They roll him through the gates of Troy, and everybody gets out.
Exactly.
No, it's true. I mean, I firmly believe it. But again, the great sadness is it didn't have to be this way.
No. You're exactly right. And the sadness about this is that we're going into endless wars, and we're picking fights that really we cannot win.
But that's the demise. And, that's the demise of empires.
Yeah,
the British
totally
fight
agree.
Senselessly always. Persians, Greeks. The Imperial British are a classic example. And it's just, you know, and they're called generational wars is what historians call them.
Mm-hmm.
And meaning the war lasts several generations. And there's no end to war. They're called endless wars, but they're called generational wars now that, you know, the British would fight generational wars in the Third World to maintain whatever it was that they were maintaining. And a lot of it had to do with stealing natural resources and power in the world, you know, whether it was tea or gold or diamonds or, you know, whatever it was. And when it becomes oil, bingo. And I don't know. I mean, it's a sadness this morning. And again, watching Fox News was absolutely horrible this morning.
Well, Fox News, like I say, they've obviously detached themselves from Trump. And they're trying to bring some of that back, but they have just detached him. Paul Ryan is now high up within the organization of Fox News.
Yeah.
And Paul Ryan could not stand Trump, nor could he stand any of the supporters of him. These people don't like the people that are the populists that want to get out of this. They dislike us as much as they dislike any Democrat.
They may dislike you more.
I agree.
I've always said that the Republican Party in Colorado, believe it or not, hated Tom Tancredo more than they, again, if you compare Hickenlooper to Tancredo, they hated Tom and they encouraged Hickenlooper, a Democrat, to become governor. They hated Tom. Why?
The establishment, I agree. Tom Tancredo was one of the clarions
the
I always enjoyed listening.
True, one of the true greats. They destroyed him. Chris Christie, the Bushes, they destroyed him. And then Hickenlooper was their guy.
Agreed.
Take care. Good call, man. Thank you. 303-696-1971. Mortgage interest rates are going to creep back up again. I just go boom, 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 boom. Do this. Call them right now. Lock it in. Call American Financing, 303-695-7000. 303-695-7000. And get this off the ground. And you're in the twos. You can still do, I mean, just enormous savings. Maybe $1,000 a month. What a pay raise. That's a new motorcycle. It's like whatever you want. They really look at your entire home equity. And they look at the entire financial picture. They did it for me. I'm legit. For me, Mike, something in it for me. But do it now. Miss out. I mean, again, don't miss out on these record low rates. You'll be so glad. And they work hard and they do it for you. You start it off and then you kind of step back and then they rock. Lock it in, 303-695-7000, 303-695-7000. Apply online, AmericanFinancing.net, NMLS 182334, regulated by the Division of Real Estate, 303-695-7000.
News Talk 710, KNUS. Listen live at radio.com. When radio counts, count on Peter Boyles.
8:50, everybody, 10 before the hour, 10 before ski day. 710 KNUS. You know, talking about Fox News, you ever wonder what happened to Judge Napolitano? You know, that's been kicked around on the internet. Where is the judge? Where are the judges going every morning? And then he started disagreeing with them. And that was it. Bye-bye in the car. It was it. It was like the judge kept saying, no one stole that election. See ya. He was gone. Judge Napolitano is hostile to bye-bye. How did that happen? Andrew was his first name, right? Andrew Napolitano. And they got rid of him. It should tell you many things about the business that we have all grown to love. You'll feel relaxed and at ease with Twin Aspen Dental Center's sedation dentistry. I had three trips. And met Shiloh and, of course, been pals with Dr. Richter and his team. And they got this brand-new place they've opened. And my family unit and I have, for years, been at Twin Aspen Dental Center, the most up-to-date technology, less evasive treatments than traditional dental procedures. Don't let those old-school fears keep you from a beautiful smile and a healthy mouth. I know it's been crazy. This has been like one of the all-time crazy years, and you've dodged everything. They COVID up. They just protect everything. I needed a deep cleaning, and that, you know, hey, come on. And I went, and it took me two trips. Me and Shiloh, the elections, the pandemic, news cycle, keep everybody distracted from making an appointment. Not so fast. It happens to all of us. Deep cleaning, quick, pain-free. It's been a while since you've seen the man. Don't wait. 303-841-7466. 303-841-7466, and schedule a free, a free look, and then you go from there for your Twin Aspen Dental makeovers. Go out and see them. Tell them what the problem is. They'll take a look at you. If all's well in the world, here we go. Visit TwinAspenDentalCenter.com, 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 303-841-7466, 303-841-7466. It's great. A great experience. They're good guys. All right. We're coming up on time. 303-696-1971. We'll squeak one in. I'll be off tomorrow. It's a ski day, and I'll be with Gary D., and we'll ski Winter Park and be home probably tomorrow afternoon in the snowstorm and then go through the weekend, be back here on Monday morning. It is bitterly sad to say all of these years, the 20 years, and George Bush, of course, orders the start of the war, 20 years, two decades, and Joe Biden makes a case that we just don't, there's no longer any justification. I love this part about mission accomplished. Are you kidding? There never was. There never was a mission to be accomplished. It was simply what that was. It was George Bush, Dick Cheney, the neocons, Rumsfeld. They see Iraq through some bizarreness that they started arguing. September was the attack. They're ready to go by February, and they're planning it out. In fact, there are historians and writers that you can talk to that say, you know, when the rubble, when there's still fires in the Pentagon, they're planning an invasion of Iraq. It's a great sadness, another lesson learned. But will we learn it? We saw it in Southeast Asia. We saw it again and again. Take care of yourselves. Fox News has been an interesting place to look for. The neocons don't want to leave. You tell me the purpose of staying. Thanks, Billy Thorpe. See everybody Monday morning at 5. Be careful and be kind to Jimmy tomorrow. Thanks, everybody. Stay here. When we're together, just sing a song and think about sunny weather. Happy trails to you. Till we meet again. Full capacity, but stay a safe distance away. More at 9 on News Talk 710 KNUS.
Hugh Hewitt is looking for a big bounce back.
The world knows it's going to have a complete sonic boom of an economy in the United States, which will pull everyone along. Why? Because on top of $4 trillion, we spent another $2 trillion, and Joe Biden wants to spend $2 trillion more. It's a lot of stimulus. It's more stimulus than we've ever had before. What's the only cloud on the horizon? Inflation.
The Hugh Hewitt Show. Weekday mornings at 9, right before Charlie Kirk at 10, on News Talk 710.